Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle. Here I am sitting on your bedside table, glowing brightly, sparkling in your eyes, shining on your face, and bringing you all sorts of interesting thoughts. I was with a girl last night, and she's one of those girls that just seems to be bubbling over with awareness. And I said to her, Nanette, you're quite a girl, and you know that, don't you? You're quite a girl. And she says, oh, Mr. Candle, what do you mean I'm quite a girl? Well, you know, Nanette, you're a neuroscientist, and you're waking up the world. Oh, Mr. Candle, what makes you say that I'm a neuroscientist? That's stuff for big people. That's stuff for adults. That's stuff for college people and stuff. No, Nanette, you are a neuroscientist. Well, why do you call me a neuroscientist, Mr. Candle? Well, Nanette, what do you think about the brain? Well, I think the brain is what we use to live on this planet Earth and have a nice life and do beautiful things. All right. Now, how do you think that we get our brain to function more completely? Well, Mother and Dad are always talking about the brain. They're always talking about science. They're very, very smart people, and I just love being their daughter. That's pretty nice. Well, Nanette, I can imagine that you would like being their daughter. Yes, Mr. Candle, I really like being their daughter, because they're always talking, and you know, they never talk down to me. Well, they're telling you that the knowledge, which is science, of the neurons of the body are available for everyone to know and to use. Yes, Mr. Candle, that's true. And you know what they said, Mr. Candle? They said that when I speak positive words, when I say good things, then I am telling the nerves in my body to respond to good things. Well, now that's interesting, Nanette. That's what a neuroscientist would say. He would say that the nerves, the neurons, that those endings in our body that connect together and are all sparkling out from the brain, that these do wonderful things. Yes, Mr. Candle, they do very wonderful things. You know what they do, Mr. Candle? What they do is they not only make my body work, and I like that very much, because I think that it's nice to have a body that works good. Yes, Nanette, it is nice to have a body that works good. But you know, Mr. Ken, when I think that every thought, my daddy was telling me about this here, and he said, every thought tickles my neurons in my body to respond in a given way. In a given way, that's an interesting word to use. Well, that's the word my mom and dad use. It tickles the neurons to act in a given way. Now, if I think a thought and I say, my body is whole and perfect, then the neurons of my body are reacting on that thought, my body is whole and perfect. Oh, my, Nanette, you do have very brilliant parents. And no, Mr. Candle, that's my thought. That's my thought. I told my dad that. You told your dad that? Yes. And he looked at me, not surprised at all. And he says, yes, and how would you define that, Nanette? He acted as though I'm some intelligent scientific adult, you know, some neuroscientist. Oh, yes. Yes. My dad called me a neuroscientist, too. I know. As Mr. Candle, I know all these things too, but I'm happy to hear it from you, Nanette. And so, what else does a neuroscientist do? Well, a neuroscientist goes around the world thinking all beautiful thoughts. And a neuroscientist looks at the sun and says, that is beautiful. It is a burning globe many miles distant from the Earth, and it is sending warm rays down here. And when they reach here at just the right time and just the right density and just the right ability to do beautiful things. Yes, that's right, Nanette. And you know, Mr. Candle, as a neuroscientist, I recognize everybody is a neuroscientist. Well, why do you say that, Nanette? Because everybody thinks thoughts, and everybody in thinking thoughts is causing those thoughts to act upon the nerves in their body. And acting upon the nerves in their body, it brings about a result in their life. Well, I guess for physical things, that's good, Nanette. But what about for mental things? Well, Mr. Candle, it is mental things. Those are mental things. Mental things come first, and then physical things come. Oh? I thought you had to have a body with a brain in it that could think thoughts, so that your thoughts could become real. Well, Mr. Candle, that's what most people think. But this is a question my daddy often said to me. He says, Nanette, what came first, the thinker or the thought? The thought or the thinker? Nanette, what do you think? And I said, Daddy, how should I know? Well, Nanette, stop and think and you will know, because in you is all knowledge. Now, Nanette, what came first, the thought or the thinker, or the thinker or the thought? And you know what I told my daddy, Mr. Candle? You know what I told him? Tell me, Nanette, what did you tell your daddy? I told my daddy they both happened at the same time. Oh, you mean the thought and the thinker and the thinker and the thought are the same thing? That's what I told my daddy. And what did your daddy say about that? Well, Mother came in just as Daddy was going to answer that question. And Mother said, I heard what you asked him. That the thought and the thinker and the thinker and the thought are inseparable, that they are one, and that they are always at the same moment, the same time, the same thing, always in the now. And they are never at a separate moment. Well, yes, Daddy said, that was what I was going to tell her. But and then I says, and yes, Mama, that was what I was going to tell Daddy. And yes, that's true. How come we all know these things? Well, we all know these things because there's one mind, and we tune in to that one mind for all of our awareness, all of our knowledge, and we are always correct. I like that, Nanette said. I like that very much. I like to be correct, because to be correct, then I'm always doing good stuff. Well, you know, Nanette, Mr. Candle said, being a neuroscientist is not so complex as it sounds. It's not so grand as it sounds. It's the simplest thing in the world. I know, Mr. Candle, but it's a thick-sounding word, isn't it? Isn't that a thick-sounding word? Is that a nice-sounding word? Neuroscientist? My goodness sake. And when I say that to my friends, they flip and they say, Nanette, why must you be such a geek like your dad? Why must you be such a genius like your mama? Why don't you just be a normal girl who we can play with and we can have our tea parties? And I say, don't be so uppity-up. I can play tea party with the best of you. Well, how can you play tea party when you talk about being a neuroscientist? I can play tea party because tea party is imagination. And being a neuroscientist is imagination. Well, but you say positive words and you touch the nerves of your being and the effect upon your brain and stuff like that. Yeah, well, having a tea party and having imagination are the same thing. But here we are, sitting at our table, my girlfriends and I, and as we're sitting here, we have no teapot, we have no teacups, we have no tea, we have no cookies, and yet I say, all right, Gene, you serve the tea. And Rebecca, you serve the cookies. And they don't stop and say, well, we haven't got any cookies and we haven't got any tea. What are you trying to say? You're just making this all up. They say, yes, I will serve the tea. Now, would you like sugar in your tea or honey? Oh, honey sounds wonderful. And what kind of cookies would you like? I have any kind that you like. Any kind that you like. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And I'll have chocolate chip. Well, okay, here's chocolate chip, and here's oatmeal cookies, and cookies with raisins, and here's sugar cookies, and here's fig leaf cookies, and fig Newton cookies, and stuff like that. Wow! That's great! What a nice assortment! Well, now, I have no trouble putting that assortment out before my friends. And they have no trouble serving the assortment that I put out before them, even though they are in my consciousness alone. Because they have picked up my consciousness, and they too see those cookies there. They see that teacup there. They see that teapot there. They see the honey there. They see the sugar there. They see the spoons there. They see all the saucers and the cups and everything. And we have a lovely tea party. And this is just how a neuroscientist works, Mr. Candle. This is how a neuroscientist... My daddy told me, oh, that's wonderful. And what does your mommy say about that? She says, well, that's not the way I did it when I was a kid, but I should have, and that's a great thing. And yes, that's what I would say is right, too. Oh, Nanette, you come from a most fantastic home. Your parents are so brilliant. Doesn't it get a little tiring that you can't do kid stuff? But Mr. Candle, my parents are doing kid stuff all the time. And I am too. What we call kid stuff is really a neuroscientist at work. Oh, Nanette, I tell you, being with you is an exciting adventure. Well, you have a lovely day, Nanette, and you get ready now because Mr. Sandman's going to be along very quickly, and he's going to drop pixie dust all over you and put you to sleep with happy dreams of neuroscientists and who you are. Okay? So, I'll see you another time, and have happy dreams. And know that this is Mr. Candle speaking. I love you. I love you. I love you.